Oh, yeah. So good morning. It's what time is it? I don't know. It's seven something. No, it's eight something. 8:02 a.m. on Saturday, May the 6th, 2017. No spoilers. No spoilers. I'm sorry. I made an assumption yesterday that was not exactly valid, and I apologize to those like Anita who might have not actually finished the book yet. It's hard for me to actually fathom that it's been not even a week. It's been 6 days since the book released. So, of course, there are people who have not yet gotten it to the top of their queue, and for that I apologize for the spoiler-filled rant yesterday. The downside of talking about what I'm thinking about is that it's not always the best choice. And yesterday was clearly one of those days. So today, I have any idea what I'm going to talk about. Mostly what I'm thinking about is Suicide Run. I got to 13,000 words last night. I got my 4K in yesterday. It was a struggle, but I lost most of the morning. In fact, I lost pretty much all of the morning before I even got started yesterday. So it was 4K, 2 in the afternoon, 2 in the evening. This morning I'm actually out and walking almost earlier than I was up yesterday. So I've been up for a couple hours. Got food. Got the kid off to work. I'll be back by 8:30, easily 8:20 probably. And I shouldn't have to do much for the rest of the morning. I don't think I have anything else on the calendar. Tomorrow is going to be touchy. Tomorrow from 2 to 6, I will be at a library event at Weldworks. A brewery here in Greeley. At an event called Books and Brew. I'm not going to get to write during those 4 hours. So I'll have to get my 4K in early tomorrow. But I also have to be up and about early tomorrow. Kid has to open the store tomorrow at 6 o'clock, so we'll be up at 5. I may go for a walk tomorrow morning as soon as I come back from dropping her off, which will be should be a little cooler. It's not hot. It's just that I overdressed again this morning. With a sweatshirt, polo shirt, sweatshirt, windbreaker. The windbreaker is now around my waist because it's just too hot to wear all of it walking in the sun. But yeah, I don't. I'm tossing words on the page. I think they're working. I won't know till I get to the end. My goal with this book is to not spend as much time second-guessing myself with it. It's a lot more straightforward. I don't have a lot of psychological issues to deal with. I don't have a lot of I don't have a lot of subtext that I need to weave in here. So it's a much more straightforward story. It's got a lot more on the surface than it does underneath. Unlike the last couple of Ishmael books that have had a lot more underneath than they've had on the surface. But I am chugging here. I'm trying to get the heart rate up a little bit. I'm trying to get a little more aerobic benefit from this walk. I'm trying to get back and so I can dig in again. It's lovely. It is a lovely morning. My back is sore, but the tension between my shoulder blades, probably from walking hunched over. Try to straighten up a little bit here. Shoulders back, chest out. Two cars at the busiest intersection in town. There's I think there's fewer cars here at this intersection now because they punched that road through on the other side of the development. It goes straight through to Fuzzy's and the Dairy Queen on the other side over there. People waving to me this morning. Good morning, good morning. I don't have any idea who these people are. I've never seen them before. Bunch of chirpy birds out this morning, little yappy dogs. Reminds me that there used to be a show on, I don't know, maybe still on, Sunday morning with Charles Kuralt. And he always ended his show with 30 seconds, 40 seconds, maybe a minute of early morning bird sounds. Or, I think he actually did seasonally appropriate sounds. So in the winter it might be a nearly ice-covered brook and a picturesque setting and the burbling of the brook or something. I don't remember really. But when I'm walking along and I'm hearing the birds chirping and smelling the exhaust. No, not really, but I hear the birds chirping, doves cooing. I always think of that. Nice bag of dog poop. I don't know if it's somebody who bags it up and then forgets and drops it, or if it's somebody who lives there who doesn't like the fact that dogs poop in their margins. So they pack it up and put it on the sidewalk for the next person to pick up or something, I don't know. Say it with me, Monk Post. I still got a bit of shade here this morning. It's early enough that sun hasn't got all the way around the whole trip. The next bit after this shade is going to be kind of tense, but pine tree smells good this morning. Dog sounds loud this morning. Wow, there's a lot of them out this morning, having multiple conversations. So I had a bit of a sales spurt for fire yesterday. It was late in the day and the sale started like blooming. It was surprising. The sales rack has been stuck at about 149 for a couple 3 hours now. I'm still selling books, so I'm not exactly sure what might have happened, whether it was an email that Amazon sent out to my Amazon followers, or somebody with a popular book blog mentioned it. I couldn't find it, but that doesn't mean much. It just means I couldn't find it. Absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. But it was a nice surprise. It was quite a pleasant surprise. Oh, and thanks to everyone who stepped up to reassure me that there was nothing wrong with the book. I'm perhaps being overly sensitive towards some of the responses, and that's very true. Now, the other side of it is that I always try to make every book better than the last. And I'm at the point where I'm not always sure I can articulate what being better means. I'm pretty sure this book is better than the last one, and that the people who aren't really happy with it, you're not going to please everybody. I'm not going to please everybody anyway. There were people who hated Half Share. There were people who hated Quarter Share because it didn't conform to their expectation of what it was going to be. And here's a guy who's in a ship full of women and doesn't actually do anything about that. And then different people complained because in Half Share he did. I'm a much better writer now. If I look back at Quarter Share, I'm going back through South Coast. South Coast is, so from a point of view, from a technical point of view, South Coast is a wreck. It's basically a train wreck. It was me trying to write a story with a lot of depth, but too quickly. And as a result, the point of view shifts all the time. And I actually thought I was better with point of view than apparently at that point in time I was. So I've gotten a lot tighter. I've got a lot, I think a lot, in terms that I can appreciate better with point of view. I'm not sure that I've actually gotten any better with writing stories, but I'm crafting stories better now than I did. And yeah, there are going to be people who don't like them. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, how are you? Comes a neighbor on the scooter here. Coming up behind. Okay, that was a bit of an aside. I didn't tell her I was recording, so I'll probably have to cut that little piece out. Her name is Katie, and she and her husband are on these little scooters. They're always out. I see at least one of them. I see her husband coming up behind right now. But he stops at the gazebo here and does push-ups. But it's their exercise. It's what they like. She recognized me as the tucking on your morning walk guy, but she couldn't remember my name. So yeah, that's Katie. She's a nice lady. I see her a lot. So anyway, here I am, back in the shade, coming up on the garage. The point where I say tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.